I like it.
You like my butthole?
You know what?
Let's not talk about butthole. Let's not open with buttholes.
But have you ever heard of a Barbie butt?
Yeah.
Bobby?
I've heard of an American Girl butt.
Okay, well, let's compare the two.
No, from the American Girl store.
Oh, my God.
Those
you,
ones.
You mean doll. Doll
the doll,
butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Doll butts.
I pulled them down once. They have no butt.
Yeah. Okay, same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly
I go to the American Girl
went to the store.
I pulled out little trousers. There's no butt.
Well, that's exactly what a Barbie butt is. So some people need to get their assholes shut because their colons are diseased, and so they have to now get a pouch to where their intestinal contents will exit.
I mean, there's so many atrocities in the world health-wise. Why do you have to bring that up all the time?
Because Crohn's disease is a real
thing.
There's
Lyme. There's all kinds of stuff, things. AIDS, Ebola.
Ebola.
Just
there's
Barbie
Gay-bola.
Gay-bola.
What's Gay-bola?
That's West Hollywood.
Yeah, is that AIDS?
That's just West Hollywood.
Oh, but yeah, I don't want to hear about the atrocities right now, man, because we're in Hawaii. It's a good atmosphere. It's island fever. It's good, man.
So really let's happy you're here, John. Now.
Yeah, John. It's the best, dude. I like sitting next to you at dinners, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you why, man.
Why?
What? I'll tell you why I like John Nah.
Yeah.
Because I like making him laugh.
Look at
he laughs at the right moments, and it's not forced.
He's genuinely laughing.
He's a genuinely a good laugher.
That's how I feel about you. When I get a win out of you and I say something that genuinely makes you laugh, I'm on a high for the rest
of
the day. Yeah.
There is a little high to getting you to laugh.
Really?
Especially if it's like a cackle. Like, you know, we've had those, you and I where
I
we're like...
Oh, you and I, when we're in the zone?
Yeah, when we're in the zone.
The laugh zone, I love it.
What's the laugh zone
like,
when you guys...
There's nothing... It's better than heroin, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, him and I, like, can't breathe. We're, like, on the floor crying.
Yeah.
There's
not a lot of people I can get there with. I can get there with my brother.
Yeah.
I can get there with Kalilah.
Andrew?
Never. I've never gotten there with him.
Is that all acting on the podcast? I've seen you like cackle on that.
No, it's different.
It's a different kind of cackle.
It's literally like, and it's usually an inside joke and that only him and I get.
Yeah. His is a theatrical cackle.
You hear that, Santino?
So Santino, I do theatrical cackles with you, which means that like, you know, in a scene, I can laugh and I can cackle, right? Even though I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's with Andrew. I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean? But with Koreans, especially like Peter Kim, I can get there.
There's a cackle,
Yeah, even dumbfounded, maybe.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I can get there with those Koreans. But because Peter Kim is a dirty one. He's a dirty, fat, ugly Korean, and I love it.
But you force him to look at your penis tip.
He's also got the hottest husband in the world.
Exactly. I don't understand. It's one of the wonders of the world, really. You have the Great Wall, and you have, you know what I mean? You have him, the boyfriend.
The Great Wall. Peter's gay boyfriend.
No, I'm just saying. It's like, and I bet you money, right? Either Peter's boyfriend is the R word.
Yeah.
Which is what?
Rectum strong.
No.
What's the word? That's the word.
That's the word? Yeah, he's rectum strong. He's obviously rectum strong.
He's very rectum strong.
He's gay.
He's gay.
When you work with the muscle and you're exercising it.
Absolutely.
My butthole is like, it's never been to the gym almost. You know, my butthole, like if you analyze my butthole, oh, that dude's never used that except for poo.
One use only, yeah.
There's no, it's just sad.
Yeah.
But if you see like, you know, Lance Bass's butthole, I'm pretty sure it's like, whoa, look at the muscles on that thing. It's like a sea urchin.
So you're saying it's like...
What?
You're saying that like assholes can get buff?
I think so.
You have buff assholes?
No, not buff. No, it's like, it's been through a Purple Heart. Let's just say that. You're a hero.
Yeah.
It's been through some wars. Right? It's, you know, it's smoking.
But we'll hear it.
It's got an eye patch, you know what I mean?
That doesn't necessarily make sense.
I feel like I'm getting in trouble.
Actually, yes.
I feel like I'm getting in trouble, but...
I think we're good.
I imagine.
The pussy, say, for instance.
Oh, I've
seen
some of those.
The more you use it, like, the tighter and stronger it gets, and the bigger, the more efficient the gorilla grip. Like when
I think that's the opposite.
You've been throwing that fucking theory out for years, okay?
Just to get
and
more
I believed
sex.
You. I believed you.
What is a Kegel? Is it not a muscle?
It is.
And if you're constantly getting taking a dick in and it's constantly doing this on the dick, what is that muscle doing? Growing and getting stronger and getting grippier, right?
Jesus.
What you're saying is the whole vaginal tube is a muscle?
It's a tube?
I think it's a...
We call it...
It's a cave, whatever you want to say.
Vaginal walls.
It's not a tube? If I looked inside it, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't see the vaginal lips.
Yeah.
So you're just a photo of just the inside.
Subway.
It's a subway. It's a subway. A tube.
A tube.
Yeah, okay.
Hence.
Where were you thinking of?
Yeah, what are you thinking of?
I mean, it's...
As a woman, tell us.
A tube is like a... Like where you put posters inside, like a little poster.
And what
tube.
Is a penis?
Yeah, a poster.
A poster.
You know what? I'll name something. It's a chamber.
Yeah.
Of secrets.
It's a chamber of secrets. Harry Potter. It's mystery. Because when you go in, look at it, there's so much going on. The fallopian tubes and
what else do you know?
The kind of juices that come out of there. You think it's pee. It's not right? Yeah. You think it's, but it's a discharge.
Mm. Oh, he knows the word.
Right, it's a discharge.
It's a discharge.
Yeah.
Not just discharge, you know, a discharge.
And I have to say something, I'm going to say something gross, but when that stuff dries, it's crunchy and it's delicious. Let's just throw that out there.
That's
anyway.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Is that sweet?
I go down there, it's great. It's like the, what do you call it? What's that candy that's like...
Candy.
It's a candy. It's like just listen to the candy. It's a brittle. Is it brittle?
Oh, it's peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle.
I love peanut.
Yeah. And a female's discharge when dried, it's like peanut, but it tastes like shit. Not brittle. Is it the crunchiness? Anyway, let's move on. I'm not a scientist, but anyway, welcome to another episode. My point is that it's a chamber of secrets, and I'll just let me reiterate. I don't want to talk about buttholes anymore, but. A gay man's butthole is it's a normal butthole, and let's just, I don't want to get in trouble.
It's all
not
the same.
Buff.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
But, oh no! Can I just say about the vaginal? Because I don't want to be mean, but I hooked up with somebody, right?
The stinky one.
Don't say stinky. Don't say stinky.
Not her. Okay.
Unique. It's not stinky. Unique. The unique one.
Right. And I think that your theory is wrong.
Why?
FYI, and we'll talk about it later. Okay. I think your theory is wrong. Yeah.
It's kind of okay.
Yeah, I feel like what you're saying is that if I stuck my penis in a virgin's vagina, and then I suck my penis in somebody that's an average, somebody in their 30s that has average sex,
okay,
I'd be able to feel the difference.
I could.
Let me ask you. Do you think I'd feel the difference?
Okay, so everyone's vaginal anatomy is very different. In the same way, you guys have different penis sizes, so it's really hard to tell. You get a virgin who his anatomy is a little bit wider set. She.
Okay.
Whose anatomy is a little wider set. Like, that's why, like, I'm not a size queen. Like, you can hit the back of me. Do you know what I mean?
You can hit the back of her.
Oh, you're saying the tunnel's not long or the chamber's not long.
No, and I have friends who are super petite, who like are so proud of their extra large vaginas that like extend to their throats because they're size queens. I have a friend who honestly weighs 80 pounds and she's the most petite girl. And she was like, I can take the most massive dick. It's never ending.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She's not the girl you want to enter.
No, I don't want to be. I don't want that. Don't ever introduce me to that person. Okay. Hallelujah. You're right. And it's a mixed bag.
It's a mixed bag.
And since I'm playing Hogwarts Legacy, you know, it's like when you go to Zonko's.
What's a Zonko's?
What's a Zonko's?
Is that what it's called? The Zonko's candy shop store?
It's a candy shop.
Yeah, it's a candy shop.
Chocolate frogs.
When you go to Zonko's, right?
Chocolate frogs.
You could eat something that's very small, right? And it could just, you just don't know.
Chocolate frog?
Like if they sold vaginas,
right,
in Zonko's, which is something that they should sell, right?
It's magical.
It's magical. That's it. You don't know what you're getting. So you can get a small one, you eat, and you go, oh, well, that was much larger than, you know what I mean? Anyway, let's...
just did a Hogwarts vagina.
It's at Hogsmeade.
Yeah.
I have a dilemma.
Can we start the show first?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Okay, so...
5, 4
Don't do that. Okay. We don't do that now.
We won't do that.
You like doing that?
It feels good to start it.
Because it's your brand.
And also... my brand to count down from 5.
Well, you have two things that you do in the show, right? You do the countdown.
Countdown.
In a voice.
Yeah.
And unhelpful advice voice.
Yeah.
So that's your thing.
It is my thing.
Yeah. I don't want to take away one of your things.
Can we keep my thing in? Can we do the countdown, please?
Yeah, I feel like that's why you did it.
I got to do it.
Okay. Let's do it. Go the
to.
You feel good?
I feel great. I feel needed.
Very good. Welcome to another. What do you? What?
Just a tiny sip. I never drink coffee.
Can I just say something right now? Last night you did the same fucking bullshit.
Oh, the rice.
We're at the restaurant, right? Yeah. There's a bowl of rice in the middle of the table. I scoop rice onto my plate, right? Then you eat the rice off of my plate.
It's closer.
And no, it's not.
And then you run out of rice.
Get your own shit, man. It's in the middle. It wasn't even that far, man.
It was too far.
No, it's not. It wasn't far at all, man. And I give you the thing.
I just
all right, so that don't. Is there other Diet Cokes? You have to learn a lesson. Your own fucking Diet Coke.
It's family style.
All right, here you go.
It's family style Coke.
Here you go.
Thank you.
So welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. I had a food thing. I had a virus. A food. You're saying that it's not from the food I ate. I was in New York City.
It could be from the food you ate.
I shot one day on a Thursday, and it's like, can I just talk about craft service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be good.
Well, tell people what craft service is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, craft service is an area when you're on a set or whatever, and they have candies and whatnot, right? And they have pretzels and just things that you can eat, fruits. You know what I mean?
It's like a Zonko's.
It's like, no, it's not like Zonko's.
It's not. Okay. It's not like Zonko's. The way you describe Zonko's, I was like,
No. If it was Zonko's, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was no jelly beans or nothing. You know what I mean? And so, you know, the craft service on that show, Sex and the City, I've seen better. Okay. Yes. But there's another thing that they do, and I've never seen this before. There's a little Asian man. He's so cute. I forgot his name. What are you walking away for? Okay. There's a little Asian man that every 20 minutes goes, do you want something to eat? Right?
Does he go to your trailer?
Yeah, he goes to every trailer. What do you want to eat now? And he'll give you like a list of 8 things, right? And you go chicken tenders, Caesar salad, and chicken soup or whatever, right? And whenever it comes, I open the box and I just put it in the trash can.
Why?
It's not good.
Oh, why do you keep ordering from him?
Because because of the craft service, I don't know where else to go.
I want
to
know.
So I'm going to just tell you, it was Thursday, I didn't eat all day long, okay?
What were the options?
Well, I'm pretty sure the fancy ladies on the show don't eat it either. They have a secret thing that they do.
SJ doesn't eat craft
No, service? They have their own food. I see. You know what I mean? It's like fucking avocados and mangoes. It's just like delicious shit, just right?
Pre-cut.
Right?
Food,
and I have this chicken tender that's fucking, you know what I mean? So hard. You know how like the crust has over-crusted the chicken?
Yeah.
And the chicken's all dry?
Stringy.
Yeah. Don't like it. And I look at the fancy girl ladies on the show, and then, hello, and they're eating their fucking mango shit. Anyway, so what happens is Thursday, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to eat any of this shit. What I'm going to do is if I wrap right on time, I'm going to race to the hotel, and I'm going to get the restaurant there. Delicious.
At the hotel.
Yeah, I shouldn't say this right now because I love that hotel. So
yeah.
No, a different hotel.
Okay.
I went to a different hotel.
Different guys, it's a different one.
Trump Tower.
Love it.
I went to one of Trump's hotels.
Yeah.
In Soho. Okay. That's where I stay.
The Trump Tower in Soho.
And I go there and I get the seafood platter.
Yum. You do that all the time.
I love chilled seafood platters. You know me.
So good.
But what I didn't know the secret. And then after I ate one, I had 4 hours of straight up, it's not even diarrhea, because I wouldn't even, it's so liquefied. I wouldn't even consider it diarrhea. There's no shit in there.
It's just fresh food.
No.
It's fresh seafood. So you ate it, it didn't even get like digested? But it's not
my body went, let's turn that into liquid.
Oh.
And let's put some fire in it. Right?
Fire.
Yeah, like my stomach, you know what I mean, is a trickster. Just like you would see at Zonko's, right? And, you know, so I'm not kidding you. It was literally like, like for 4 hours straight of Zonko, you know what I mean? Seafood juice with fucking, you know, spice, okay? Yeah. So, you know, David King, my bud. Uh-huh. You know David King?
Mm-hmm. Love him.
The Jew. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The creative little Jew that we know.
Yeah.
Esther's boyfriend.
Yeah, fiance.
Never get married. You know that.
You never know.
They're not going to get married. You know that, right? They're not going to get married. So don't say that again. And she shouldn't change her name to Esther King until they get married. It drives me crazy.
Did you tell her that?
No. Oh, she's Esther King. I didn't know
Yeah, that. So you told her that I said that.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring it up on the next show.
Yeah, bring it up.
You have it, beef
it
with her.
It infuriates me.
I think it has a great ring to it, Esther King.
And it will when they get married.
You don't think...
Don't change the rules.
You know
what?
I'm going to change my government name. There's nothing to stop me. I'm going to be Kalila Lee.
Wow. She's going to take her name without your permission.
How does How does that make you feel? I don't sign off on it.
But you don't have to.
What? Oh, you know what? I'm going to change my to Kuhn.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Okay.
What is happening?
I'll change it to Kuhn.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the same last name as you right now. I would in the future. No, but right now in this moment, no.
You know what I'm going to change it to? Kuhn Lee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of Kuhn Lee.
Yeah.
I think there's nowhere else you can go.
It's like Zelensky. In honor of Ukraine. I'll be Bobby Zelensky.
Bobby Z.
That Bobby sounds Z. good, Bobby Z.
Can we go back to diarrhea? Or?
Yeah.
So,
Fire spice.
So I get them to deliver... A little secret, Imodium AD.
Love it.
Right.
Wait, you got it from Dave?
No, I got it from a delivery from, it's New York, so yeah. You know what I mean? They rush it over. I take four of them.
Oof, okay. Jeez.
Right? It stops the party from going. My stomach's going, shut it down. You
the know cop, what I mean? Everything. The cops come.
The cops come, everything, right? And then for 2 days, I slept the whole time. I went in and out of consciousness. That's how sick I was.
Wow.
It was devastating. And so you're saying, and then later a New Yorker was like, hey, buddy, you don't eat fucking seafood on Thursday.
Mm.
I wonder why.
Because they get their shit on Sunday.
I know that.
They go to the, think about it, John. They go to the market on Sunday, all the restaurants. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, you're fucked.
I also wonder
if. Don't get scallops on a Saturday in New York.
But Damn. Also, it's like, was this specifically a seafood place, or they just had seafood on the menu? Because that's
a good question.
My thing is, I'm not going to eat seafood at a non seafood place.
Where was this steakhouse?
It's a fancy place. It's a fancy place.
But is
place.
It known for
fancy
seafood?
Is well, let me ask you this, friend. Is Boa known for seafood? No, it's a steakhouse.
I would never order seafood there.
Good point.
I would never order
That's a good point.
Seafood there.
Yeah. Would you rather eat at Red Lobster or Boa Seafood?
Oh, that's a good...
Honestly?
Yeah.
Red Lobster.
Wrong. All right, let me ask you another one. You're wrong.
You might be wrong.
Yeah, you're right. You're wrong.
You know where I get my seafood food, right?
What?
Where?
A restaurant that says so-and-so seafood. You already know. I don't want to give it away because it's my favorite spot.
Okay, what about this? Let me ask you this. What? Is Bubba Gump better?
Oof.
There we go.
Yeah, that's good. That's it.
So that in
but,
your face.
But the likelihood of me getting sick at Bubba Gump probably
is less. But not
because they're churning out seafood much faster. It's not kind of staying.
So they get it in gigantic
Look,
quantity.
I'm not a restaurateur. I don't know how their process works, but I just assume if it's going out fast, they're probably replacing it fast. I'm not going to go to a place that's had their seafood there frozen for.
Anyway, long story short,
okay.
I almost died.
I did FaceTime you.
Most I, yeah.
And that was at the end of your sickness, and I could tell that you were really struggling. You also looked slimmer. So I believe you.
Yeah. And then guess what happened?
What?
So I canceled Saturday night, my shows at the Cellar. But then Sunday, I had to go to the Cellar to do Bobby Kelly's podcast. And when I showed up to the Cellar, and I love them so much, but they go, how come you canceled last night? And I go, oh, I had food poisoning. They go, Pussy. So I guess in New York, you know what I mean? If you're a New York comic, they do stand up, you know what I mean, in any state. Because they're real men. They're real comics. Not this guy.
Maybe they just have buff buttholes.
Rectum strong.
In New York. Mm-hmm. You know?
But I love the gays a lot. I'll tell you why. Because there was this guy, Mario Cantone. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And he's on Sex and the City.
Is that the really handsome guy you showed me a picture
no,
of?
No, the other ones are men.
Oh, okay. He's
There's
handsome.
Multiple men that are...
Oh, no, Armin's not gay.
Oh.
Armin's... he's from Iran or whatever. Is that gay? Is everyone from Iran gay? What are you talking about?
Leave it down in the comments below.
We don't know. You know what I mean? I've heard stories. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure no. But the other one, Mario Cantone, is gay. He was a comic from the 80s and all that stuff. But and just they their fingers, man.
Long, short,
no, it's
strong.
Just so well manicured. Mm. Their fingers, you know what I mean? And, I hide mine on set because everyone on that show is so fancy. You know, they're just clean and they talk about things I don't know anything about.
Such like? As?
Well, they were talking about plays, so I go, I heard the play, and this pissed everyone off. And just hear me out, right? I don't know plays, so. So I go, well, I heard that play, because I was trying to get in the cover. Hamleton.
Why'd you say
that? I go, Hamleton is good. And they're like, what? And I go, Hamleton. And they go, you don't mean Hamilton, do you?
I go, I do. I sure do.
You should have doubled down. No.
Yeah, because Hamleton. The guy that's it that started Hamilton?
Yeah.
Miranda, Lin-Manuel Mel?
Some black man, fancy black man was there. They're blacks, right?
He was there?
He's... Some fancy black man, they go, he's the guy. Hamilton?
Leslie.
I don't give a fuck. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
He's great.
Wait, so you don't know?
Hello. You know what I mean? That's what they do. Hello. You know what I mean? I go, fuck off. You know what I mean?
So
I don't know nothing. I don't know what wins. Is it
wins?
I'm just going to throw.
What's a win?
Play. I don't know any kind of play. You know what I mean? Oh, and then Mario Cantone goes, you never saw. Some other, what's an Asian play? He's like,
Miss Saigon.
Miss Saigon.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, with Lea Salonga.
Yeah, I go, I don't know anyone from there, from Saigon. But anyway, I know anything about plays. And I don't belong in that group.
You know Annie.
Wait, why do you have to, okay. I don't think you have to know all the plays to be friends with someone who likes plays.
Like, listen, when you're with... That level of like, you know what I mean? They're all from Broadway. They're all from Tony. Who's Tony? They get it. They get the award. Is that a thing? The Tony Award? Who's Tony though?
Who the fuck is Tony?
Who the fuck is Oscar?
Who's Oscar? Who's any of these people? I don't know any of them.
Golden. Who's Golden?
I don't know who Golden is. Is it a dog? So my point is this, okay? I don't know who these people are that create these awards, right? But I don't know anything about it. So when you're a Tony person, right?
Yeah.
And then you go, hey, you know what I mean? Let's talk about diarrhea.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
It's like it doesn't fit right.
No, but I feel
it like doesn't sit well.
You in that situation, they all talk to the same people, the Tony people. You can bring them into your vortex.
Exactly.
I swear to God that you said Hamilton and you were like, hey, my butt's on fire. Everyone looks at you.
I already did that. I tried every trick in the book.
But I'm saying, don't you think they're bored of hearing the same shit over and over again from each other?
Let's try the scenario. I love that part in Hamilton, Sarah. What did you think about Hamilton?
I'm who?
You just be Sarah, Jessica Barker.
George is raising his hand. He wants to be Sarah.
The one-man play of Bobby's butthole. Bobby's diarrhea, the one-man play. We'll do it off-Broadway. It'll be beautiful. Can I write this?
George wants to write a one-man play of Bobby's butthole.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. You going to write it?
Yeah.
Okay, do it.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm not going to be in it. Somebody has to play me.
He writes it about you.
Somebody has to play me. I'm not playing the butthole.
I'll do it.
Peter Kim. Done.
Yeah, Peter Kim's going to be the butthole.
So what I'm saying is, yeah. I think that if I were like a person, like podcasting, say for instance, like Tiger Belly, I don't want to talk to other people about podcasting. Like I would just rather talk about everything else but podcasting.
It's completely different though. Imagine this. You're in a green room with Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, right? And Theo, whatever, right? And some guy walks in who like, you know, he cuts grass.
Okay.
Right, and I'm not saying any. I'm not attaching it
landscape.
To a race or ethnicity. Okay,
we are not. Why did you even say that?
Because somebody laughed in the room, and I didn't say Mexican guy.
Okay? You just said.
I know. Let's rewind. Okay. Forget the landscaper.
Landscape architect.
Forget landscaping.
That's fine.
I'm going to try to come up with somebody else. Right.
Yeah.
Pizza delivery boy.
Sure.
Okay.
Man, is it a boy or man
or girl?
It can happen to be.
Can happen
it can happen to be one as well, right? Yeah. And that's all they know, Pizza Hut. They deliver pizza. They walk in. And comics are talking about, oh, what theater are you playing? Or, like, how much are you charging, this and that? What is the pizza going to go?
Favorite pizza?
And you think that Bert and Theo and old Tom Segura are going to be like, oh, let's...
Bert, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure, Bert.
But doesn't that get old? What theater are you playing? And talking about the same shit you do all year round, like, amongst each other? Like, don't you want, like, an outside...
You seem to think that I didn't try to bring up other shit.
Like, what did you try to bring up?
Well, I try to relate to them on their level. So I said something like, how much, like, some girl was like, might do a play in San Diego.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, I'm from there. She's like, okay. Yeah. And then I go, I don't know what to say. So I go, how much do you get paid?
What did you,
for a play like
go,
that?
Why did you go to money?
I don't know what else to say. And she goes, it's like $1,000.
I like that salary transparency.
Yeah, $1,000. And I go, a show? That's pretty good. No, she goes, for the whole thing. For 2 months. And I go, why would you do that? It's highway robbery. She's like, what do you mean? I go, never mind. You know what I mean? Like, those are the kind of conversations.
Let's walk.
What's so funny?
Let's rewind.
Rewind where?
Let's start where she says, "I'm going to do a play in San Diego." Yeah. What are other things you could have asked?
Yeah, let's replay this.
Outside of how much do you make?
So, Kalala,
what kind of play is it?
No. I'm going to start.
Kalala, tell me about that play you're doing in San Diego.
So yeah, like March to May, yeah. I'm doing this at the La Jolla Playhouse.
Is that a good play, March to May? It's called?
Oh, hi, Bobby?
Oh, no, sorry, I wasn't clear. I meant like from March, the date to May.
I'm at the La Jolla Playhouse,
and so I'm doing
continue,
this thing.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, I'm doing the play out there.
It so sounded like a play.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Where is it? In San Diego. I know you're San Diego,
She said La Jolla already.
You said La Jolla?
You're not familiar. You've never been? Have you been to La Jolla? It's beautiful. It's just cold.
Yeah, I've never been.
Wait, aren't you from San Diego?
I am.
I've heard you on your podcast. Why are you lying right now?
I'm lying. I lie.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah. Well, I'm not from there, but I live there. I live there. And I don't know. Because in my mind, it's like, where are you playing? And I don't know where to play. You would play there.
Oh, and there's...
Is there a theater there?
Yeah, La Jolla Playhouse.
La Jolla Playhouse. Oh, yeah, I heard of it. Mm-hmm. I've never been there, though.
Yeah. So anyways, what's the play?
Okay.
You know, it's...
Try to come back in.
I'm going to try. Of course I am.
Well, it's this really weird premise about this, like, giant kind of, like, this mythical big red fish we're trying to find in the ocean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, basically...
What kind is it?
It's a mempachi. Have you heard of that fish?
It's delicious fish. Do you do omakases?
Yeah. I love it.
I'm sorry. I feel like we were...
No, omakase and kankamje. But listen.
Did you say omakase kankamje?
Yeah. Well, you've never been there?
No, it's omakase.
My point is this, okay? My point is, where are you staying there when you stay?
This is your point. I'm sorry. Are you hitting on my friend?
Oh, no. I'm not going to go down there.
On her?
What?
What are you doing? Hey.
Dude, she's not my type.
Wait, I'm right
she's
here.
She's right there.
Oh, you're not my type. I'm not even doing that right now.
You keep talking to both of us like we're on separate conversations.
Can I just be honest with you, dude?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to say. So I'm just trying to get involved, man. All right, give me a break. All right? So that's what I'm saying is I don't know what to say. So you know what I do is, this is what I do. I just don't say anything. Yeah. Right? So I sit like there like this.
I mean, that's a good vibe too.
And like everyone's talking about all kinds of stuff. But then our guy Armin, who, you know, there was always one guy that's like, I think he's my kind of person.
Yeah.
So there's a guy named Armin and he hangs out with Mickey Rourke. Because if you look up Armin and he's always with Mickey Rourke in the photo.
Is that the first thing you did was Google him?
Yeah.
Do you do it with everyone around you?
Yeah, because I'm bored.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. So, and also I don't, because I know that everyone's done something. Right. So it's like, I want it like, you know, the guy with the Hamilton, you know what I mean? I don't know. So I Google him.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh shit, he's legit or whatever. And then you Google that girl. There was a girl named from Mississippi Masala.
You have to tell me about her.
You know, her first movie ever was with Denzel, opposite Denzel.
Jeez.
It's called, and it was 30 years ago. It was called Mississippi Masala. Super sweet lady. But you Google all these people because, you know, you don't want to feel like you're not a part of it.
Or sure. that you're
but
being-
I'm literally the odd man out. I mean, even when the main women come, like the two girls from Sex and the City, they come on, right? Yeah. And they look at me and they go, hello. I go, hi. You know what I mean? And then that's the only exchange because I don't want to intrude or I don't want to say anything that's going to offend anybody. So I just shut down. But this guy, Armin, as we're doing the scenes, I look over and he goes like this to me. Trying to make me laugh. And he goes like this one point. Like that. And then I laugh, right? And I go, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my guy.
You should try dissociating.
What's that mean?
You just enter a fugue state. Like when I'm in like a really high stress situation, I just depart from reality. Oh, stare off into space and I'm somewhere else.
I'm not stressed out. Mm. I feel relaxed. Completely relaxed. Even when I have lines now, there's no fear. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like I'm completely, I feel a part of it because everyone loves me. And I can scream. I can scream at, I do my screaming. Mm-hmm. I heard you the first time or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it.
And everyone laughs. So they get my personality and how weird I am, right? It's just that I have learned over the years to just shut the fuck up. Mm. You know what I mean?
That doesn't sound like shutting the fuck up. That sounds like screaming.
Oh. She has a point.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right, Gary. That's not in that part. Yeah, you're right.
In that situation.
No, but I'll tell you that. Yeah, because I'll say things if I know what, like, you know how comics have, you know, we don't know if something's going to get a laugh 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. So you have like this meter in your head, right? So if it's anything 60% guaranteed, right? I won't say it. If there's a 60% chance it's going to get a laugh, I won't say it. It's got to be 90, 95%.
I have a question that. Do you always feel the need to be on then? Because you're like, oh, this is the comic. This is the comedian. So do you feel pressure to whatever you say has to land as a joke or funny? Or you can't just speak normally and just be like, oh, you know, I don't have to be funny in this room. I don't have to stand out. I can just talk normally.
Yeah.
Do you feel that pressure?
I did think I do, yeah. Mm. I think I need to go. I need people to think that I'm funny when I first meet them.
Yeah.
Especially if they don't know who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but your natural self is the funnier than your switched on self. I think.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, yeah, dude, we were dying at fucking Haagen-Dazs last night.
Wait, what happened? I left.
So there's a bunch of people in line in front of us.
Oh yeah.
They may be a race from the.
Do the voice, Gilbert. Do the voice.
From the eastern side of the world. And they were just taking so long to order. So Bobby starts to imitate them, but it's also, you know, not quiet. So all you hear is someone going, Rocky Road. Oh, I need that Rocky Road. No. Oh, I mean chocolate cheese.
Yeah.
And
no.
We're all like, what the fuck?
Hey.
No, I was going, excuse me, please. I was like, excuse me, please. Can I take every paper?
So it has nothing to do with the accent. We were upset. We were a little upset because
they're asking for every flavor.
So they're taking so long. But then we realized
for a sample.
But we realized we were wrong because it wasn't really them.
Then we realized it was the thing.
The people that were working there because they were even worse. Okay, so what flavor you want?
Then they were. So I was like, oh, it wasn't the Japanese people. It's the fucking people behind the counter.
No one could understand each other. That's why it took so long.
I think that you're setting a great example for, like, you know, the Start Asian Hate campaign.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, for me, it's like when I see other Asians acting not the way I want them to act, right? I start, like, I'll go hard on them.
More like because of, like, you have a higher expectation to your people.
Well, I have a rule about anybody waiting in line to get anything in terms of food service, right?
That's true, because he was shitting on everyone, because there's one couple that went up to the line. They were waiting the whole time like us. They say, what do you want? They stopped, turned around, and looked at the menu.
Yeah, and they had to spend the whole fucking time. So then I said, what did I say? I go, when I order, I'm going to look at the menu too.
So he turned around.
So I turned around, I did exactly what they did, right? Just to get a laugh from these guys. But my point, though, is this is... My point is, when I'm waiting in a big line, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. What do you think I'm thinking of?
What's
the most important thing? Who's the most important person? If I'm waiting in line, who am I thinking? The most important person in the building or people?
The wait staff?
No.
You?
No, waiting in line.
The person behind you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Courtesy.
That's the only thing I think about.
Yeah. Same.
I want to look at the person behind me and go, wasn't that quick?
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I'm with you.
Exactly. But people in front of me don't think about me.
They
don't think about me. You're right. Can I take every prayer? You know, it's like, what are you doing? Think about me.
Yeah.
Think about us.
It doesn't have to be an Asian. It could be anyone.
It could be anybody, but they just happen to be fucking Asians, yeah. Right?
No, I'm fully 100,000% with you.
Thank you.
Because you're the same way, right?
Like, I'm exactly the same way. Like, it makes me anxious when I know I'm holding up a line.
She wouldn't even ask for extra creamer.
Because there was a line behind me.
I like it.
So I'm like, no, I'm
sorry. Fuck the creamer.
And then I called Gilbert on my way home. Do we have creamer at home? And he was like, why didn't you ask? I was like, there was a line behind me. I'm not going to inconvenience them. But probably also a little bit codependent and not healthy. I do want to ask you a really strange question.
I don't want to. I know I'm going to listen to your question. I don't want to shy away from this topic real quick, though. Yeah. All right. I have one more thing to say. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Here's another thing. If you're with a group, if in a line, right?
Yeah.
Order together. Pull your money together and order together.
You're correct.
If you do it individually, right? Yeah. It just takes longer. Fucking forever.
Especially if there's a line.
Right. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, we don't have money.
What is that scenario? You wait in line?
You know what I mean? They're like, we don't want to, like maybe one guy has a credit card, the other one, you know what I mean? I don't know what their situation. Have one guy figure it out.
You did that.
So the way I do it in my family is we always send a representative to line up so that the line isn't like 8 people longer. So if we're all in line together, the line is longer, it's confusing. We choose a credit card and we move fast. I take the orders and I'm like, this, I'm out, right?
Yeah.
But there's always, I've had this experience where there is always one person, like we split, let's say we agree to split the bill. Mm-hmm. I've had a person do this to me. Well, I didn't order the mac and cheese side, so I don't think we should split evenly.
Nah, you gotta split that whole thing.
You know what you do in that situation? You cut that friend out of your life. You erase their number. You look them in the eye and go, this is no longer
the root.
A thing.
You cut the root.
Yeah. A stable thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But I fully agree with you. If it's like at, let's say.
I'm being real. You cut them out of your life.
But I think this is why you.
Do you know him? You have a name you want to say?
No.
No, give me a name.
I have a couple names.
I will cut them too.
Oh, so even for her, you'll cut
them out. Oh, yeah. I don't want that in my life.
I don't either.
Yeah. I can't have it.
I can't do it.
I can't live like that.
I can't live
and
like
everyone
that.
Everyone
agree? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy,
crazy
town.
Behavior.
Yeah. I don't like it.
The question I had for you is completely unrelated. But have you ever done the racist Asian pull the eyes chinky move before?
Yes.
Who hasn't if you're Asian?
Wait, Asians do that too?
I do it all the time.
I do it. It makes white people laugh when you you do it extra.
And uncomfortable. That's why
what I do is I do this one.
look at you. See, Klaus, see how you're laughing?
White people love it. And I go real thick on the accent.
But see, I like pushing it past.
You know what I mean? I do that.
But then they get nervous and I like that more.
Yeah. I love it.
See how you laugh naturally at that?
Naturally. It's funny. Why?
What is your...
No, because when we were younger, there was a song involved with the different...
Chinese, Japanese, something knees.
And Korean. Yeah. Korean is, you'd have to hang. We had a song related to... Because you would pull... You would pull the eyes apart, but in different directions.
Yeah, we all had a game like that.
Okay, do you remember the song, though?
No, we didn't have Korean at the end.
No, it's Korean.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We did Chinese, Japanese,
something.
Dirty knees, look
dirty
at these.
Knees, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what that means, dirty knees, look at these, but...
I think it's Southeast Asian, because it's Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees is brown.
Well, no, I don't know, man.
It's not?
No. Why do you look like you're like, no, man, no. No, because I've seen Vietnamese people, their knees are clean. They have the cleanest knees I've ever seen. So I don't. That doesn't make any sense to me. Okay. And also, let's look at these. Look at somebody. Google that. Chinese, Japanese, Jordanese. Look at these. What the fuck
your,
is?
You jumped on your phone a little too fast there.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. That's because I didn't.
Have you heard of that, yeah, John? Yeah, yeah.
They usually point at their nipples when
they're. Oh, look at these. Yeah. That's what. It, oh, that.
Oh,
look at
it's
these.
Not look at the knees.
Yeah, yeah.
What's dirty knees mean though?
Like I think it just rhymes. I don't know.
It rhymes.
It just it rhymes. Like,
what's a dirty knees type of Asian? That's I hope so. I
that's not. What, yeah, what yeah. It, then it's
not dirty knees, but like Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, like a dirty Asian. Who are the dirty Asians? I think that I thought that's what it was.
That's not what it was. No, I never got that from.
But
that.
You thought it was knees.
It is knees.
I don't think it is.
Well, that's why you're googling it.
What does it say?
I think Gilbert's right. I don't think it's the actual knees, like the leg knees.
Then well, is it what is it then?
It's just like it's just a made up word.
Well, I'm like, there's so many other words you could do. So Chinese, Japanese.
Yeah, let's.
You know what I mean?
Let's.
Hello,
it.
Please. Hello, please. Look at these. That's better.
Oh
right?
My God, you're right. So the act spelled out, the chant goes Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees.
Exactly.
Look at these.
Yes.
There's no Korean there?
Yeah. No, your filthy,
I think you
filthy Filipino bastards came up with Korean.
Well, can I tell you, when we said yeah. Korean, yeah. you had to pull your face extra wide.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And that's why I'm hostile towards you.
Oh my God, we're hostile towards you.
I know.
You take over our land indiscriminately. Mm. Well, discriminately.
Really? You don't complain about the Spanish doing it?
Yeah, we do. We hate them.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We killed Magellan.
Yeah. What does it mean, though, the thing?
It's that it's literally that. And then I think in a movie, MC Jin said, I think there's also a line people do when you say, look at these, or look at my knees, or something like that you reply, oh, these are Chinese.
What kind of knees are these?
Chinese.
Is it bad that we're unearthing
no. this? No, this is very common.
No, this is...
So we'll get pulled from circulation after this.
Really?
Oh. I have really good news for you.
Wait, his jokes, man. Let me see something, man.
They're on fire right now.
No, it's not on fire. This They're guy
great.
Right here.
They're great, dude.
And then, but John, last night at dinner, right? I don't know what the fuck he I don't know what the fuck he was talking about, right? But I turned to John. I go, wow, he's such a great storyteller. Like you just don't know how to. Where are you going?
I'm coming over here to a mic.
Oh shit. My defend bad. Himself.
Defend yourself, my guy.
You make me a worse storyteller because the second I open my mouth, I could say the. You're like, whoa, this is going to be boring. So I have to skim through all the interesting points. There's nothing left to my story. I'm just like, highlights. Me.
Look at him thinking about it. Right
yeah, me, yeah. India, gay bar. Bye.
Yeah.
There is a look that you do that I see. He gets so nervous. You go...
I'm like, it's okay, so what's subtle. The shortest version of this story I can tell? And it's none of the, I take out all the interesting parts, all the color, all the flavor. It's
the
just
flavor?
But here's what you don't get, my friend.
Is there right? flavor?
I'm trying to get you to hit a ball. And I'm giving you a little pressure to hit a ball. Because if you hit the ball, you make me look like a fool.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Yeah. So it's like, I'm just giving you like glory, but you fail. Every time. That's all. You don't speed it up. Hold your ground. Tell
Every
the
time
story.
I'm in the batter's box, you throw a heater.
No, I just do
you
a thing
never,
with my eyes.
You never let me.
You know what I mean? Here we go. You know what I mean?
You're
but
like,
if you hit
you throw it out of the strike zone hit, so I don't even have a chance to
That's
hit.
Not what it is.
You don't,
I'm giving you a lob. If you hit the ball, I look like the fool and you win.
So you're helping him, really.
I'm trying to help you.
He's really yeah, helping
I'm going to pay attention to everybody but you.
Podcasting with you is a high-pressure sport. I mean, like, there are times where I feel like I can relate
Olympics,
to George
yeah.
because if I don't say it, then if brevity isn't the first, you know, if I don't...
He's doing it right now. Fight through it. Oh, see, you got her. You're so good at this. I've never seen her. She's like, oh, God.
Speed it up, Kalila. Speed
oh,
it
no,
up.
No, no, no. He's...
You do feel accomplished going through it, for sure.
Here's what I'll say.
Bobby's face is
but,
Oscar
but George,
wrap-up music.
But George, he is kind of, this is just the kind of coach he is. It's like he's training you for the kumite. He wants you to be the best fighter there is. So it's like if you, in the past 8 years, haven't already figured out how to get him, like I know how to get him. Okay. Now, maybe not in this podcast, but like outside, like in regular life.
I've seen it.
And that's where I think you need just a little bit more. You got to go for it, George.
Okay. I apologize. I really do. I don't like that about myself.
I love this too. This is another obstacle. I like this. This is a good
one. See, that's what I'm saying. You think everything's a trick.
It's not a trick.
You all think you're everything's a trick. It's
I
not.
Feel like you're always training
I'm
us.
I'm not training
you're
anybody.
You're training
dude.
Us, dude.
I'm apologizing. Okay?
For, what does that even mean?
What the fuck? I can't even. What are you doing now?
See? That's how you get him. No, that's exactly. Yeah,
that was fake.
Yeah, she yeah. No. That's exactly. I set you up.
Yeah.
If Bobby doesn't feel,
I set you up.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm trying to learn. Go ahead. You just set me up, huh? That was really good.
The one way I know to get Bobby's undivided attention is to pretend I'm not listening. He gets his feelings hurt really bad because he's no longer the
That's
center.
That's so not true. That's so
And so what I do is like, uh-huh, mm-hmm. And he's like, and then he goes harder. Babe, you got to listen. And he wants my full attention.
I just want you to listen because this is a show we're doing.
And I'm like, 1 second.
Yeah, we're doing a show. That's why.
But you see, George, you just cannot be too thirsty to like give him what he wants. And then you'll get everything you want out of him.
Which I will say has taught me in other interactions where I'm like running the show because of him.
But also this segs into my next.
Go ahead.
This is hard for me to say.
Don't cry though, because I'm in that mode.
Well, you'll
Please
start
don't
crying.
Cry. Don't cry.
Wait, last week was a fake cry or the other week was
but
a fake cry.
You cry sometimes, I don't like it. Go
people,
ahead.
A TikTok went around, by the way, of that. Her talking about her, act, or she was talking about cancer. People thought she was actually going to die because people clipped it out.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of went around, and I had friends and family who were like, you're dying? I'm like, no.
What the fuck?
I'm not dying, my God. So it's recently been brought to my attention that by people that I've dated, that one of the biggest barriers to dating me is that it seems as though I always put you first. Mm-hmm. And that you are always a priority. And I feel like I don't know how to not like put you first. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on that? Okay. Another thing is I feel like I've been groomed.
You grooming her dog?
I feel like I've been like hard, like programmed to just like be at your beck and call, like always. And I don't know how you did it, but you did it.
You know, in any given moment in any city, there are parties going on the same night. Mm-hmm. Okay, some parties are better than others, and there are some parties are the parties you want to be in. That's all I have to say about that. So you can fuck with these little parties, right? All you want, right? But if you want to go to the gala.
You're the gala.
The Met Gala. He's the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm. This is the party, baby. And your little parties, you know what I mean? Yeah, they have muscles. You know what I mean? They drive trucks. They make jewelry. Stop. Or what? Yeah, they do. Stop yeah, they it. Do, right? They make jewelry, right? They're clean, you know what I mean? And they look good on the Insta, right? But it's not this party, dude. You know, this party is chaos. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's Doctor Strange plus, you know what I mean? It's like...
It's the multiverse.
It's the multiverse. Right. Yeah. It's like, there's things going on, you know what I mean? And it's like, you're going to miss it. So you can go to your regular party with the beer, you know what I mean? And the little DJ, this and that. But if you want fucking cosmic fucking experiences and... You gotta buy a ticket, man. And you bought the ticket. And you know what? You're the smart one.
I think he's doing it again. I don't know.
I'm doing what?
I don't know. I just bought whatever this was.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
You're gonna be in the gala.
Yeah, listen, man. You know what I mean? Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Why
Hello.
Am I saying hi to him right now?
You know? But my point is, I'm not the part. Listen, all right? You can do it. I don't ask you to put me in first. You think I ask you?
Or is the key he doesn't even have to?
I think that he no longer has to. He could just call me and be like, this happened. And immediately I'm like, I got it.
Yeah, but then don't do that. Because if I say I'm sick, then you got to drink lots of water. Mm. And you tell me what I need to be doing, right? So don't do that from now on.
Don't?
No. You know what I mean?
It's going to be hard for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm blind. Like I woke up blind. I don't know what to do. So just do, that's it.
Okay. Wait, this is you, right?
I call you. Okay. Ring, ring. Kalila. Kalila?
Yeah.
I woke up and I opened my eyes, but then I was like, are they closed? Because I'm blind.
I'm on my way.
See, that's what I'm saying. No.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
Yeah, you heard the scenario. No.
You're not supposed to. You fucking see? That's what I'm saying. You got to get trained.
She did the fake scenario wrong.
Yeah, you did the scenario wrong.
Oh, this is practice?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Do you know? All right.
But you're going blind.
It doesn't matter. You got to let it go, man. You got to go. You got to figure it out.
Is blind maybe? Could she help with
that? Is that too much?
That's a lot.
Okay, that's something more.
It's blind too much.
You got into someone ran into your brand new Audi recently.
No, I don't want to do that one because it's too real.
Okay, but who did you call?
You.
And then?
And Andrew.
And then I immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
But I have other. Andrew helped me, Santino.
Right, okay. But you didn't have your insurance information.
Right, so here, let's do something else, okay?
This is good. Okay.
Ring, ring. Hey.
Hey, cookie dough.
See, don't do that. See, when you call me cookie dough, that means...
But you call me cookie dough.
I know. Oh, that's true.
Too?
Yeah. All right, ring, ring.
Hi, cookie dough.
Hi, cookie dough. Everything's fine. But, someone broke into the house last night.
What?
That's not good right now already.
You're too invested.
You're too invested.
My cats are in there, too.
They're fine.
That's my second question. Are the cats fine?
They're not alive, but they're fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just, I buried them already.
Good. He did it by himself. He didn't ask you.
I didn't ask for your favor.
He did it himself.
Yeah, I did it myself.
I'm on my way.
No, don't.
Don't call.
You can't
my
do
cats
it.
Are dead.
But he already buried them.
I already buried it. It's done.
No, I have.
Move on.
I'm going to exhume their bodies because I need to hold them one last time.
Would you really?
Yes. That's you can't do that to me.
All right. Forget the cats. They're alive. All right.
Are you okay? Are you hurt?
No. Well, I don't. I mean, just I'm not dying. Okay. Intruder came in. It was a MS-13.
Okay.
Yeah. That I knew that because they had tattoos on their eyeballs.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was red. All their eyes were red. Yeah. I think they were on some sort of drug, right? And they had tattoos on their faces, and they had machetes and knives. Anyway, they just started stabbing me. On my right leg. Okay. And I was like, please, senor, because I don't want to, I just assumed they were Mexican.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's, is that wrong?
They're Salvadoran.
Senor, you know what I mean?
Salvadoran.
Yeah. And they go, puto, shut the fuck, you know what I mean? And then they fucking start stabbing, right? So I went to the hospital, right? But it's like, they're going to take my leg off.
Oh, shit. I'm on my way.
No, you can't be on your way.
Stop saying you're on your way.
You can't be on the way. You can't be on the way.
I don't know what else to say.
You have to support from a distance.
Okay.
Let me ask you this scenario, right? One of the guys you're seeing now, right? He's in one hospital.
Oh, God.
Is that right? Yes. I'm in the other hospital. We have the same ailment.
What's the ailment?
Right leg stabbed by MS-13.
MS-13 stabbings to the leg.
Right leg.
Right leg only, right?
Yeah.
Right? We all have MS-13 knives sticking out of our legs.
Yeah.
Two different hospitals,
right? And you don't know the condition of either one of us, right? So you have to race to one of the hospitals. Which one are you going to go to?
You.
See, that you got to let that go. You got to go to the other guy.
He did it.
What?
That was a great way.
What?
The Jedi mind trick. I just love what you just did.
What did I do?
That was so good.
What did I do?
Wow, I just saw it all happen, unfold my eyes.
What?
Because the whole time he was smiling, he knew your answer was going to be, but he wanted
I already
to.
Knew your answer.
Wow.
You went to the party.
You bought the ticket.
You went to the gala.
Non-refundable.
And you bought the ticket.
Non-refundable.
Okay. I'm not, you can't, deprogram me,
no.
Master.
No.
Stuck for life.
Undo your work.
You're my concubine. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then. Okay. Well, here's the good news I wanted to share with you.
Oh, that's great.
That's just so stupid. So, New York Times put out this article that basically says being short is better for the planet, climate, and the climate, and you should procreate like tall people like me and George, and Jana Gilb. We don't know about you.
5'9". I'm short.
Okay. We should procreate with short people. Because you guys are inherent conservationists. If people were 10% shorter, we would save 87 million tons of food, a bajillion gallons of water,
because of consumption of less, what the body can take?
Yeah, less body to feed, less waste.
Well, fuck it. Let's all be dwarves then. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I think so.
Yeah. Fuck a dwarf.
And when you mate with a shorter person...
Let's do the campaign. Fuck a dwarf.
Don't say that. Just say, fuck Brad Williams.
So basically, when you mate with a shorter person, you're potentially saving the planet by like shrinking the needs of subsequent generations. But all I'm saying is you should put this new article on your dating app.
That would be funny.
Oh, you think I should?
I think so.
That's funny.
And you should not lie about your height.
I don't lie about the height.
What do you put?
5'3".
That's not true. That's not what you put on Tinder.
Would you put 6'2"?
I remember.
What did I put? 5'5"?
You put like 5'6" or something.
No, I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't.
Maybe 5'5".
It was like 5'5", 5'4". But yeah. The only app I'm on now is Raya. I got banned from all the other ones.
Right.
So I don't know what to do. I think I'm going to get a new phone, I think. I'm going to redo it.
You have to.
But with my real age this time.
But I'm thinking now that like all of these girls who have like height requirements, who are like, I only want to date a guy who's like 5'10 and taller or 6 foot tall. Like they're not great conservationists. Like we should all be fucking short dudes. Short kings is the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always thought that.
And then you should be fucking 4'9" ting ting.
Oh, I should go lower
too. Yeah, you keep going tall.
Oh, so you have to go lower as well. Oh,
I have to go lower. That's hard.
We need more of you.
That's hard.
Why?
Can I go my height?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I'll go my height.
Your height or lower?
I can't go lower. I've never had sex with anyone lower.
Really?
No.
Ever?
No, I just like you're not into all of it on me.
Well, you're not into doggy then.
What?
You're not into doggy.
I don't like doggy. I like looking at the face.
You're so good. Sweet.
Yeah. I like looking in the eyes and seeing your suffering and your confusion.
He's going
to see the confusion.
And he goes, concubine.
You're my concubine, you know? Welcome to the party, baby.
The ticket.
Here's a ticket. My dick's a ticket. Yeah, but so if you're the guys that you're seeing say that though?
No, I just read the article.
No, the other before though.
Oh. So basically, yes, it's very apparent that like if you call, I'm always picking up. If you text, like I'm always attending to you first. Like we're here in Hawaii, say for instance, like you're getting my master bedroom. I'm sleeping on the couch. Like you're always going to be first. Like comforts. Your needs come first, and I don't know how to release it from my brain. It's just habit at this point. I think it's just like habit that I need to break.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, you know, if it's causing you trouble in your relationship, then it's something we should address.
Yeah, but that's on me. That's not on you.
Well, I do the thing. You know, my mind.
So good at it.
Yeah. I do mental games, you know?
Yeah.
So, Kalala, anyone that's been hitting up on Raya?
Well, we were at dinner yesterday, and Bobby looked over at my phone, and he was like, who else do I have to start a war with?
Here's a new rule. What? Okay, so everyone, listen to me right now, okay? My friends. This is a message to my friends, okay? Y'all know, right, that Kalila and I dated for 10 years. Y'all know we work together. She's one of my best friends. I love her. And when she's on Raya and you like her shit, that means you're going behind my back and doing some shady shit. If you want to start a war with me, I'll fucking do the war, okay? I've been so nice to you over the years, dude. No, let's get real.
Wow.
I've been so fucking nice to you, bro. You know what I mean? I like you. You're my friend. But that's shady shit. There's another one, too. Mm-hmm. He's much bigger than you, so I can't say his name. Mm-hmm. But if you're fucking listening, too, my friend, all right?
We cool.
We cool, but not. You know what I mean? Like, I, you know what I mean? There's another one, too, that's even bigger than that one, right? Right? There's another one that has a TV show right now. That guy, right?
Huh?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's my point. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not, listen.
There's a respect. There's a code.
There's a code of conduct.
It's just a conversation too. That's all it is.
You guys, and this is what I'll say to you guys. I am his concubine.
Yes.
Say it to the camera, though.
Which camera? I said it.
Oh, he did? Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm your concubine.
But this is what it is. These comedians, right, think that I'm a pushover because I'm really nice. I'm a really nice guy at comedy clubs. I'm cool. You know what I mean? I can exude an element of my personality, which is like this kind of, like what my brother does, of this confused, naive, you know what I mean, guy that doesn't know what's going on. But you have to, number one, I am Korean, right? So I have a vindictiveness and I love revenge. And number two, if you get on my bad side, I will war. And I've been in wars with people for over 20 years.
You don't shy away.
I will fucking double down. I haven't played the La Jolla Comedy Store in almost 20 years because of one incident that happened there.
Yeah.
Was the incident again?
He wouldn't put me up, the fucking guy Ryan at the comedy. He's still there.
He's still there?
Yeah. He wouldn't put me up one night. And I go, if you don't put me up tonight, I'm never going to play this room again. He goes, that's fine. So I go, and 20 years later, I'm stubborn as fuck. I won't play it.
And they've asked you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I will not play it. Okay? So. What? Yeah. Right?
Watch it, brother. Yeah,
talented guy, though. But there's another comic in New York, you know, who's seeing this really hot girl. And I had dinner with her a couple nights in New York. But I told my friends and people, I'm not going to hook up with her and I'm not going to try.
But why did you take her to dinner?
She's cool.
Oh, and I'm also bored. As a friend.
Yeah, as a friend, right? Trust me. I mean, she's so hot that I would.
Yeah.
If she wasn't this comic's ex-girlfriend. You know what I mean? But it's a rule. I can't do it.
But you still took her out to dinner, not to like be like, kind of check you real quick, but you took her out to dinner and you acknowledged that she's very hot and that you would.
I would have if the scenario was different, yeah.
But you still took her out on a date.
No. I had dinner with a comrade.
You could say you could call it whatever it is, but you still took the girl out. Did you pay? Or did you split the bill?
Paid.
Okay. And did you say, hey, you want to hang? And did you make reservations?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Same thing? What, if I don't have any intentions to fuck, that's the same thing?
No, I don't think you have intentions to fuck because you already know she probably wouldn't.
Exactly. Which makes me sad. It makes me really sad. Still,
that took a turn.
We can have dinner.
You know?
We can have dinner.
You're, I would say, an enigmatic leader.
So I crossed the line. I crossed the line.
Yeah. It's like your double standard is what it is. It's like.
Okay.
Are they, that this is a comic's ex-girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
What's the difference, Bobby?
I don't fuck her.
You went on a date. What's the difference if these guys just want to take me to dinner?
Knowing that she won't fuck them.
But they want to fuck you. That's the problem.
Okay. Same scenario. Okay. I won't.
Exactly. You're right. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You're right.
Damn, you got it to.
Yeah. You got me. You got me there.
They got me.
Yeah. I think it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a different city. It's okay, Bobby.
Thank you, George. And that story you told last night was so good. So riveting. But
Okay. A scenario.
Yeah.
If she were to say, hey, Bobby, can I go back to the hotel with you? I really want to suck your dick.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, your head.
Oh.
Your head jolts so fast, dude. Dude, what the fuck?
But that's not because I do or don't. I'm playing Hogwarts.
Oh.
That's right now the number one priority.
So switch it up. Hey, Bobby, you want to come back to my place? I really want to suck your dick. I won't tell anybody.
I'm going to tell you this, all right? I'm playing Hogwarts Legacy.
Hey, Bobby, I want you to come to my hotel. I want you to play Hogwarts Legacy while I suck your dick.
My friend's going to play Hogwarts with me. and he happens to be stuck in me.
No. That's just what she's saying.
I thought you were playing you.
Well, why did you say? Why did you agree to that?
I agreed to Gilbert.
You agreed to me sucking.
I'd rather have you suck my dick when we play Hogwarts than have it. Yeah, yeah. All right, my bad. Well, next time we do a character, change the voice. But yeah, you're so your voice. You
he's like,
I'm like, oh, Gilbert wants to.
I can't. My buddy Gilbert
can suck my dick while I play Hogwarts. I thought about it. It's like, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My bad. Yeah, okay. I think you're right, and I think...
You're a dirty scoundrel, just like all of them.
Really? You think I'm a dirty scoundrel for that? Mm. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
What?
You're crucifying people for doing something.
All right, let's back up. Okay. You're right. Let's. Can I back up now?
Give me away either. Don't be like, you can have her. Don't say that, because
I was going to release you from the contract, or the concubine contract.
Okay.
What? You want me to release you from the concubine contract?
I feel like this is like reverse psychology.
I know. I wasn't. I saw him do it. He's doing it again.
Yeah. Because it's like, what? You already know I want to be your concubine.
All right. Okay. You can stay on. You can stay on for another. Whatever. All right, what?
All right. Well, we want to wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right. This is not an unhelpful advice, but this is a clapback from the Slept Kingdom. This is from our buddy GF. He just wanted to let, based off our last episode, he just wanted to let Bobby know that there was a completely blind Asian person that won MasterChef. And it should be noted, the guy who finished in second place lost to her. And I think he killed himself 6 months later.
The episode where you said, you know,
blind photographer.
If you're a blind photographer, is like, you're just...
It's not a real thing.
Yeah, it's not a real thing, or... But I already know his argument. I already know his argument.
That's the winner of MasterChef was a blind Vietnamese woman who, and Gordon Ramsay said, is the best food on the show.
Yeah. Unfortunately, can I say something to you? Mm-hmm. All right. You know,
his name is Gina.
When you eat food, you don't do it with your eyes. If they said a woman that was born with no mouth, you know what I mean?
One MasterChef.
I'd be like, yeah, all right. That doesn't make any sense. He can't taste her food, right? Yeah, so that's completely, you know what I mean?
Damn.
I thought your argument was going to be different.
What do you think my argument was going to be?
It's the same shit you hate in American Idol, where it's like, I think they're only pushing these contestants because they have the disability story.
It does help. The story helps, but still, I'm pretty sure that if she came to my house, right? I mean, how would she do it, though?
We'd help her.
Oh, we'd help her? Okay, also, good. Yeah. Okay.
There's ways they live in this world.
I don't know how they, you know what I mean? Like, she's supposed to be at 3, but it's like 4:30, right?
She can't read her
I look outside and she's like in the front, just walking in a circle.
I can't, dude.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, what's her name?
Let me see. I don't know what her name is. Let me look it up.
Yeah. Well, forget it. The joke's over. Yeah, it's too long.
You are undefeated in this argument.
Christine Ha.
Okay. Well, the joke's over. I couldn't. It's not.
Well, let's try it.
No, there's no way.
It's always good.
No, it's about me yelling at her to get in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Christine Ha, what the fuck are you doing? Walking in circles.
Why are you so mean to her?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Why are you mean to the blind person that's walking in a circle?
I was about to cook you a meal.
Well, she should have people, right?
Bro, blind people live by themselves.
They do?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know much.
Do you think that they just like stay in a dark room until someone like collects them?
No, I've seen them like, you know, walk around and stuff with the stick.
That's what she does. And that's how she walks around the kitchen. She does have to ask people, though, she does do this in the show, am I holding a pepper? Am I holding a potato? Mm. Stuff like that.
Can I ask you another question, though? Yeah. When a blind person, let me see. When a blind person is living by themselves, right? They, you know, like interior design goes out the window, right? They don't care about they don't care about wallpaper or, like, you know what I mean, the photographs of the wall, right? It's just like minimalist.
Yeah.
Like bad, you know what I mean?
Probably more feel.
Right.
Like I want a nice couch. Very nice.
Or you know what they could like? Those kind of walls that you like with the panels. They like texture on their walls. So they could be like, oh, can I get, you know, those.
We have the green room.
Yeah, the green room. The downstairs, the green room.
Oh, so you have.
textured, more.
Well, I'll do something even better. Put Braille on the wall.
For what?
How about Braille wallpaper?
But what does it say? It has to say something.
It could read a book or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh.
This book is The Sun Also Rises or whatever.
But you're just,
You know what I mean? Hemingway, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This other one is the Bible.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wait, who is, I think we should have a blind guest next.
Oh, for sure.
Because Bobby has beef with a blind.
I don't have beef with no blind.
Let's bring Christine Ha.
Oh, yeah.
Is her?
Yeah, the winner of MasterChef.
No. No. Because they'll have to bring it up. It's uncomfortable.
What?
Because I do these as jokes. I know they live good. They know how to do it.
They live good.
They have good, beautiful houses, everything. You know what I mean? They're just jokes, man.
Yeah.
You know? Interesting. The blind.
Yesterday we were at dinner. We were talking about whether or not Amber Heard's baby is Elon Musk's spawn, right? And then you said that if you were to see Amber Heard on Raya, that you wouldn't swipe right?
I don't find her attractive.
Not even for the story?
Not even a little bit? You don't think she's hot? She's a very hot
blonde. She's... I think because of the craziness, I don't like crazy.
You don't?
I can't deal with, like, that kind of crazy.
Oh, like litigation on TV crazy?
Yeah. I don't know anything about the poo, but it's like, I don't want any poo involved.
Wait, you love poo.
Yeah, I like poo, but my poo isn't purpose. It's accidental poo.
Not rage poo.
Yeah, it's not poo for as a weapon or a tool.
Not for bad.
It's like I shit my pants.
It's poo's for good, not for bad.
Yeah.
It's bad for me when I had to clean it.
Well, that's another thing. Don't clean it next time.
I know. I hired Jenna.
Really?
Yeah, she's been cleaning your poo for 5 years.
Yeah, but I don't find her attractive, Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a definite no. You, Gilbert?
No. Now
you're married.
Me, but you also...
No,
but
he even was single, hypothetical.
I think you do. No, I would.
You would?
I would.
Like a one-night stand?
Yeah.
I'd fuck anything. I'll fuck her one night, yeah.
Yeah, George Kimmel?
Oh, yeah.
One-night stand.
John Na?
Johnny Depp stayed with her after she was crazy for a long time. There's got to be something there.
A good, you know what it is?
No, I... Can I make an argument, though?
She could be fun.
There's, you know, when you're a celebrity like Johnny Depp and a sex symbol, right? Eventually, you can get anything you want, right? So then I think you look for the other complexities and craziness, right? It's like, imagine being able to fuck anybody you want at any time, anywhere in the world. And he's been able to do that since his early 20s or whatever, right? By the time you're 50, it's like, yeah, I suck frog dick. You know what I mean? It's the only thing that turns me on, bitches. You know what I mean? I fuck a llama, frog. You know what I mean? You go into bestiality, whatever. You know what I mean?
You get bored.
You get bored, like
Army Hammer.
Yeah,
he got bored.
He went into
hot white guy.
Yeah, that's my point.
Fingers and stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad. You know what I mean? I was born the way I am. It's a challenge still. And it's a miracle when I get it.
That's a good point for us.
It's a miracle when I get it.
Normal sex is still amazing.
It's still amazing. I don't want it ever to be a complex thing.
This is the reason why I don't use sex toys. I haven't been watching porn. It's because I don't want to keep upping my requirement to come. So it's like, I want missionary to always get me there. I want a simple, masturbation sesh to always get me there. If I start adding these things, I'm afraid that like I'll always want these things. So it's like I'm fine with the basics.
Anyway, so what did we learn today?
A lot.
So much.
Anyway, thank you for listening.
Also, where are we recording from?
We're in Hawaii.
There we go. What's up, Slept Kingdom? I hope you enjoyed the podcast. A little bit of self-plug for your boy, Flat, a.k.a. me, Gilbert. I just launched a brand new martial arts, MMA, combat sports, action cinema channel here on YouTube. If you're into that kind of stuff, please check out the link down below in the description. Our first video is a little fun mashup of taking the Arthur meme and turning it into an anime. Once again, that's a link in the description for Ost Media.